Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We talked about earlier, too, this is so important. We want to be able to because hopefully we'll get a chance in the near future to talk about the four red moons coming and what NASA is saying, because in 2014, around March, it's going to begin a sequence of red moons that will go, I believe, all the way to Rosh Hashanah, all the way to September. And in that time frame, it could be longer than that, I'm not sure, that we're going to see just great turbulence in Israel and in the world. And as we're moving up, and we're just talking about all this, before this chief with the military is talking to, you know, Israel about what he's expecting right here, that Israel at any moment could be, listen to CBN News first. Listen to CBN News as they're talking about what the chief is saying, the chief of the armed forces is saying in Israel, what was taking place, and we'll talk more about it.
Turning overseas, Israel's Air Force chief warns Israel could be in for a surprise war. Tensions are increasing along the Israeli-Syrian border. Israeli Major General Amir Eshel says that the threat of a sudden war erupting on multiple fronts is becoming much more realistic. He pointed out today that Syria has invested in the best air defenses it could buy. That could embolden Syrian President Assad to do things he might not have done in the past. Eshel said if the regime collapses tomorrow, those weapons could be dispersed and pointed at Israel. And that means a surprise war could take many forms. Yesterday, Israel and Syria exchanged fire along their shared border.
That's CBN News reporting about what the chief is saying in Israel about a sudden war could be taking place in Syria, which sits on the northern borders of Israel. Mm-hmm. And just so you know, church, ever how goes Israel? So That's goes right. the church. And right now, Israel is walled in on every side. Mm-hmm. Like Jerusalem once was walled in on every side. Israel itself is walled in on every side. That is not good.
No.
They're surrounded on every side, you know, like a trembling cup is what the word would say. And so when they say that they are on the verge of possible war from many fronts, guess where the church is in the same situation, on the war of many fronts? And we're seeing, as we talked about earlier, the sword being brought against God's people, and we're seeing the situation happen. Can you put all these pieces and parts together that, hey, you know, we need to pray for Israel, pray for the protection of Israel, you know, get involved in things like CUFI, Christians United for Israel, that holds our leadership's feet to the fire in regards to standing with Israel as a nation. Secondly, begin to sow financially into Israel itself, helping the churches in Israel, and we do through Avi in Tel Aviv there, through several things that they're doing there in Duguid. But understand this, that Jesus said that the people who don't walk with him understand the seasons and the times, but his people quite often don't. And it's like, but look up, look around, and look at the clouds, spiritual clouds. Look at the climate. Look what's going on. And be involved. It's important for us not to be silent during a time like this. And understand this, ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. And that shouldn't be our driving force, but realize that
it's God's a reality.
God's not going to sit back and let us apple of get a finger stuck in the apple of his eye and nothing be done. Israel will stand. But it makes me think about Jim Baker. When Jim Baker was in a time, a wilderness experience, and he had these awesome encounters with God, and one of them, the primary focuses that he had when he was there was he just wanted to focus on Jesus' words. He didn't want to focus on anything else but just Jesus' words. And I encourage you to go back to the original intent. Go back to the words of Jesus and begin to just realize everything else has to submit to what he says. And in that, he had 31 prophecies that were given. 31 prophecies. And the last one, I believe it is, is the only one that has not yet come to pass.
Wow.
And the last one was that there was nuclear waste, I believe, in Kedron Valley. or the Valley of Megiddo. Either way, that Israel had some nuclear waste there. Well, John Paul Jackson, you know, with Streams of Ministry, also prophesied about, you know, Israel having to launch out with significant power and might over a situation, and people are going to ask the question, do they have anything left? Is there any more?
The secret weapon.
Is there anything? They're thinking that they may have done everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Israel's not going to sit back. You know, from my experience in law enforcement was that little people are the most dangerous people because they know they can't play around.
Mm-hmm.
They know that I can't let them get a shot in on me because one shot and I'm out.
It's over.
So they don't have a long conversation with you. They're seeing how they're going to take you down the whole time they're talking to you. And I'm just talking from a law enforcement perspective. And they have to because they're small. Israel's small. You can fit Israel inside Jersey. That's how small it is. From the east coast to the west coast, or the east to the west border, western borders, you're looking at like 60 miles. I mean, think about that. Yeah. You can drive from Jerusalem to the northern border in like 6 hours.
Mm.
Of course, you still have further to go down to the southern borders. But understand this, that it's not that big. And which says, you know, if it's not that big, then why didn't you take it a long time ago? Because right. You can't.
Right.
This, everybody wants to be bigger and stronger and wealthier. And it's like, no, you understand that God is our protector. And the fact that you are weak, that's when you're strong. God uses the things that are not to nullify the things that are. That's where God shows himself mighty. And the very fact that Israel's so small, and there's like 12 million Jews on the face of the earth right now, I believe, and 6 million are in Israel, and 6 million are in America,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
And there's, of course, scatterings, you know, but that's not many at all. It's like, well, it's because God's protected them. Nothing's going to happen to Israel. Israel's established now. Now this is 1948. It's going to be here until the Lord returns.
Catch a clue. I mean, it's a sign.
It's a sign.
And
another sign, too, is how much hatred is towards Israel. Well, why?
You got of the all whole, people. Of
there's
all
6
people.
Billion people. Why, you know, why bring up the 6 million Jews? Why would you even bring them up at all?
Right.
It's because Satan has your tongue and has your mouth and using you to come. You're coming against God. You're not coming against the Jews. You're not coming against Christians. Listen, if you have not yet listened to JJ, go to the VFN Torch and upper right-hand corner, type in the search box, JJ. Stands for Jews and Jesus. That is the perspective we have to always have.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.